Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Every president in our history has defended this orderly transfer of authority, except one.
The January 6th subcommittee voted unanimously to send criminal referrals of former President Donald Trump and several Trump administration officials to the U.S. Justice Department. The committee is urging the DOJ to consider charging Trump with conspiracy to defraud the federal government, obstruction of an official proceeding, Congress's certification of electoral votes, conspiracy to make a false statement, and inciting or assisting those in an insurrection. A criminal referral is also being made for John Eastman, the lawyer who the committee notes was the architect of the plan to pressure former Vice President Mike Pence to reject states' electoral votes on January 6th and have fake electors submitted to the Congress instead. U.S. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger testified before the Senate Rules and Administration Committee about his work over the last year implementing new safety recommendations to keep lawmakers safe since the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
The department identified, prioritized, and remediated the most significant gaps, including those identified by this committee, such as developing department-wide operational plans for special events, training and equipping the Civil Disturbance Unit, and improving the department's intelligence gathering and sharing capabilities.
As the 117th Congress prepares to leave for the Christmas break, the 118th Congress, with a Republican-controlled House, will take the reins in 2023. There are concerns different pieces of legislation might get bogged down in partisan arguments, especially as Republicans have said they'll conduct investigations into both the Biden family and administration. Tevi Troy, a senior fellow at the Bipartisan Policy Center, gave an example of what bipartisanship looked like.
Well, I always like to look at people like Orrin Hatch, who just died in the last year, and Ted Kennedy. Orrin Hatch was a conservative and a solid conservative, and Ted Kennedy was obviously a liberal, but they found ways to work together because they knew that if they didn't work together, things would not get done.
Congress passed a short-term continuing resolution that is set to expire this week. Representative Richie Torres of New York describes his hopes for the budget process.
We have to keep the government open. We have to prevent a government shutdown. And the overriding priority moving forward is to ensure that we pass an omnibus rather than a full-year continuing resolution, which would cause the government to be open, but it would cause the government to be chronically underfunded.
The Supreme Court has delayed lifting Title 42, an order that allowed authorities to swiftly expel migrants at U.S. land borders to slow the spread of COVID-19. Title 42 was set to expire on December 21st, but Chief Justice John Roberts stayed a lower court's ruling in response to a petition from several Republican-led states. While the Biden administration has been making preparations for migrants coming to the border, there's bipartisan doubt over the administration's plans. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.